At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At 404-726-0929, that's our text line as well. Who do you blame? And when I say that, you are looking at a situation where you're going, wait a minute, Penix didn't tell him that he wanted to be under center, so it's his fault. And then you go, wait a minute, Cousins is the reason because he probably saw everything that was going on and didn't tell them that this is what they need to be doing. And then you have an offensive coordinator who, well, I guess he was just doing whatever he thought was right. At the end of the day, this thing feels like it's moving in the right direction. And why now? Why not at the beginning of the season? Do you blame them, as Mike has said, for not playing our guy in the preseason and getting him acclimated to maybe being under center? Here's what our coach said about Cousins being under center.
You know, Kurt's comfortable up under center, and that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
What?
You do what the quarterback can do.
What?
See, this gets back to you hired a couple of coordinators who had never been coordinators in the NFL. Jimmy Lake had never been a DC, and Zach Robinson had never been an OC. Okay, he'd been a QB coach with the Rams, but he'd not been an offensive coordinator. I believe, Carl, that the initial idea was, hey, guy'll, you know, he'll cut his teeth with a veteran quarterback and Kirk Cousins. That'll be easy. And eventually when Michael Penix Jr. is ready to go, which still made no sense to me because by the time he's in his fourth year, you only have 1 year to evaluate it, but that's neither here nor there. But then he'd eventually work with Penix. Problem is, we did the pistol, a lot of the pistol, and you and I were confused from the first game against the Steelers last year. Kirk is more comfortable doing this. Now, we were under the impression perhaps some of it was limitations because of the Achilles backpedaling from under center. Maybe Zach Robinson just doesn't know what the hell he's doing. Maybe Zach Robinson just, you know, has his way. It's the Rams' way, and that's what we're going to implement. And there's a lack of flexibility, imagination, or more importantly, Michael Penix Jr., the sense of urgency to teach him how to do that. And this is where we get Ron involved. Maybe you should have the quarterback playing in all the preseason games. Maybe you should have had him under center more. Maybe this is something that should have been discussed before you drafted him. Just a thought, Carl. I'm sorry. Now you got me upset. Back to you.
No, it's upsetting because why couldn't we have been here at the start of the season? Why is it that we are in 13 personnel, right? Three tight ends on the field. You're running sets and formations you haven't ran with Penix on the field. Why did it take to this point? And that's why we're saying, who do you blame? Because it is upsetting because you go, well, if this was fixed, what would our record be? Where might we be with the defense playing the way it is? That is why this is a question. Now, I want to say this. I do not blame Michael Penix. Here is why. He is a rookie trying to learn the NFL. This is where you lean into and on the guys with experience to tell you and show you what's going on, which gets us back to this 3-year plan with Kirk Cousins, because if Penix was just sitting there and learning through osmosis, Mike, and picking up things, then he might be ready at that point. But I can't sit here and tell you that Michael Penix in a film study is looking at Zach Robinson and going, you know what? 2 years ago, man, I saw this against the Bears. You know what we did? Here's what we did. This is how we countered it. That's Kirk Cousins and his 13 years of experience. That is not Michael Penix. I don't blame the kid. The kid's trying to lean in to people who should be able to tell him, hey, this is what we're seeing, and this is why we're going to have you under center, and this is what we're going to do this week. Doesn't feel like that's going on. The guys who should know, and Cousins and Robinson, Mike, that is their job. And if you really want to know, that's what happened this last week. The two guys with experience went, this is what we need to be doing. Why in the hell were you guys doing that with the young kid? Right. Because he does not have the experience, Mike, or the knowledge to say, oh, you know what? I saw that 5 years ago, man, against the Saints. Let me tell you what we did. He's not in those meetings doing that.
Right.
Not yet. No. One day he will be.
That's why, I mean, Arthur Blank has got to be asking this question. Whatever happens the remainder of these six games we've got, whatever happens, Arthur, these are the things. If I own this team, why did it take you 3 weeks and a humiliating loss to get out of the booth and down on the sideline to work with your rookie quarterback, second-year quarterback? In Zach Robinson. Where was that sense of urgency from Raheem Morris? Why didn't you practice it during preseason? You know, why didn't the young quarterback get more reps in preseason? You know, this is, as Carl said, and I want it to be an indictment on Michael Penix Jr., but when the guy is struggling, we talked about it, the footwork, the first time it kind of reared its ugly head was that Carolina game. And then, look, guys, even in Minnesota, our offense was not functioning at a high level. We had to settle for 4 field goals in that game. So let's not get revisionist on how great we looked early in the year. Okay, the defense was bringing its heat, and then Carl was bringing up the point, and I was slow to get on board with his argument that when you're giving the other team 20 more plays in your offense, you're wearing out your defense. So as much as the defense is done, there's just only so far they're going to be able to carry you. This offense has been the constant malfunctioning piece on this team. And that's why I question, is Zach Robinson the right man for the job? The same way we learned that Jimmy Lake was not the right man for the job on defense last year.
404-726-0929. Can I hear Rod again? Did he just say what I thought he said?
You know, Kurt's comfortable up on the center. And that's what you do. You do what the quarterback can do.
You do what the quarterback can do.
Maybe we should have been doing more of it last year. I mean, this goes back to, why are we locked into the friggin' pistol? I mean... You know, I mean, Zach Robinson comes in, you know, with my years of experience as an offensive coordinator and, you know, with all my years, no. And I said this to you last year, I'll say it again. You know, maybe he is the stump of the Sean McVay coaching tree or the thinnest branch, but other guys are making things happen. So, I mean, Murphy's Law, we draw the short end of the stick. But this is questions which I hope to get up there in time. Traffic related, hopefully get up there on time when Zach's talking to the media about this and the development of Michael Penix Jr. Because if I'm Arthur Blank, I've got to be asking. Maybe Arthur's already asked some of these questions. I don't know.
It's possible.
He has his weekly meetings.
No, it's very possible. I mean, we're not privy to that.
Right.
Though I would love to
I'd love to be a fly on the wall.
But he may have. Your thoughts on this. And again, can we build on it? That's the real thing here, right? I mean, you saw a glimpse. Saints are bad. But guess what? Jets aren't that much better. Okay.
Oh, Jets are a bad football team. So, like us, some good individuals, but as a whole, their offense doesn't work.
So, you know, let's see if they build on it. But I also want to see again Sunday. Hi, Zach. How many times you guys are in 13 personnel? I want to see how many times he's under center compared to the 30 to 20% opportunities you gave Michael Penix. And what we're telling you is you set him up to fail.
Right.
That's how I feel about this. This is why I'm like, who's to blame here? And when you go, wait a minute, that's on Penix. How? He's learning.
Right.
How?
Right. And then you go back and you look at some of the ways his passing, his accuracy. Now, again, there are some things that you put on Michael Penix's shoulders. When he's squared to throw and he's got open receivers, he's got to hit those receivers. Now, when Kyle Pitts starts volleyballing stuff, you can't blame that on Penix. But he's also made, guys, this
Mike, how much more confidence, though, would this young man have if
course.
He was given some of the things we saw last week? Because it creates more time in the pocket.
Yeah. But this is why we've talked about, you know, Zampezi and Yates and all the other guys who collaborate with Zach Robinson. How are you not, I said this to you 3 weeks ago, how are you not helping this young man? Because he needs help. And now the worst part of this all is just the injury is the injury. We come into year 3 and we still have no answers about this. And if Zach Robinson and this regime is still here, then Michael Penix Jr. becomes Justin Fields.
Oh, stop.
Yes, he's going to be lost, man. He's already halfway there.
Don't say that.
You know, and look, this is not an indictment of him, but this is what happens to young quarterbacks. Now, look, if you're some guys like Sam Darnold, maybe you had some bad coaches with the Jets or you just weren't ready. You get to some other teams, but better things are happening. You know, Daniel Jones is doing pretty well at another squad. You know, but then sometimes you're Mitchell Trubisky or Justin Fields where you just bounce around and you never get traction and you never get that opportunity to establish yourself as the man. And in this case, the Falcons haven't given him the tools to do the job.
I'm still reluctant to say he can't do it. But did they give him a chance to develop in that area? And I don't – that's the question, Mike. We feel like the answer is no. We didn't see it. We didn't see that. You know what they did at camp every single day? The same damn formation every single day. Now, we didn't see those closed practices, but even in the open practices, like, how many times did you see him under center? Seriously.
Right. Now, I mean, look, he was on a heater. He was 13 of 16 against Carolina. They had a 2-touchdown lead. He was at 81% on his passing completion rate. But before that, he was trending the wrong way. From the Buffalo win, all three losses, 55, 59, 42%.
Bad.
Making some really bad throws. The bad footwork, I saw it in Berlin. I mean, he's throwing balls in the ground. He's missing badly.
So you know what you do? You give him protection and you run, 13 personnel with tight ends on the field.
Comfortable up on the
center. That's it. But
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You do what the quarterback can do.
You know what? I could slap somebody
right now.
But that's
why I just don't understand.
I could slap somebody.
Oh, and I get it. I mean, and Zach, sometimes, you know, you hired the wrong guy. Falcon fans know this because often we hire the wrong guy. We've seen some really bad hires. Raheem, like I said, if Raheem loses his job over this season, the epitaph on the second go-round with the Falcons, he hired the wrong freaking guys.
Yeah.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.